In tonight's other headlines, police arrested Brazil's former president today after he allegedly tried to escape house arrest days before beginning a 27-year prison sentence. The Supreme Court justice who oversaw the case against Jair Bolsonaro said the far-right leader hatched a plan with his son to flee his home for the U.S. Embassy in Brazil to seek political asylum. Bolsonaro is a political ally of President Trump. He's now expected to remain in custody until Brazil's Supreme Court panel hears the case Monday. Deemed a flight risk, Bolsonaro had been placed on house arrest ahead of his prison term after he was found guilty of charges for leading a coup attempt. Israel launched several airstrikes into Gaza overnight despite the ongoing yet fragile ceasefire in the region. The Israeli military said the strikes were in response to an attack from an armed militant who crossed into an area the IDF controls and opened fire. No Israeli soldiers were injured, but Israel said it responded with strikes across the Gaza Strip meant to target Hamas militants. Health officials in Gaza said at least 24 people were killed and nearly 60 wounded, including children. Classrooms across part of Nigeria are now closed over security concerns following mass kidnappings at schools in the country this week. New numbers out today reveal gunmen took more than 300 students and 12 teachers from a Catholic school on Friday. That incident happened just days after 25 students were kidnapped from a predominantly Muslim school in the country's northwest. Experts say schools in the region have become easy targets due to the lack of security. No group has claimed responsibility for the abductions. The United Nations Climate Summit, meant to open dialogue between countries about how to address climate change, came to a quiet end in Brazil today. The president of COP30 announced a compromise with little fanfare. Wealthy countries signed onto an agreement to triple funds for nations hardest hit by extreme weather related to climate change, but the agreement removes any mention of fossil fuels as a driving factor. Critics called the agreement inadequate and questioned whether it would help lower the planet's rising temperature. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, strikes continue to claim lives as the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah reaches the one-year mark, and how insurance companies and patients are using AI for disputed claims.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.